at 21 straight. The Cleveland Indians now have the longest winning streak in American League history, surpassing the record that had been set by Oakland in 2002. This is USA Radio News.
It's easy to get the timeless look of hardwood for your home with great flooring deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate. Save big on wood-look waterproof floors, like 47% off Prairie Oak wood-look tile. Or choose solid pre-finished hardwood, including exotic styles, and get discount prices from $2.99, plus more deals from 39 cents and special financing. Now is the time. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
A major investigation underway today after eight Florida nursing home residents were found dead on Wednesday. Their facility, the Hollywood Hills Rehabilitation Center, had lost power after Hurricane Irma slammed the state. But Hollywood Mayor Josh Levy calls this a case of human failure.
Human failure on the part of the medical staff supervising these folks to not sound the alarm much more broadly, much more loudly, way earlier.
Police arrived on Wednesday morning to find the power out and sweltering conditions. In a statement, the governor, Rick Scott, says he's heartbroken by the news. He's directed multiple state agencies to work with local law enforcement to conduct an investigation. A public celebration of life is scheduled for Troy Gentry today at the Grand Ole Opry. A private family funeral will follow. Gentry died last week in a helicopter crash in Medford, New Jersey. He was 50 years of age. The family's asking in lieu of flowers donations be made to either the T.J. Martell Foundation or the American Red Cross for hurricane relief. UC Berkeley police are preparing for some big protests when a conservative speaker appears on that campus tonight. The university police issuing a call for people to stay away from the area if they don't have tickets for the sold-out appearance by Ben Shapiro. The former Breitbart editor is scheduled to speak at 7 p.m. Pacific. Violent protests have forced the cancellation of other right-wing speakers at UC Berkeley earlier in the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. It is 75 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is scattered showers with thunderstorms possible after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 80. Tonight, there's another chance of showers and thunderstorms through the night. And Friday morning, a slight chance of thunderstorms before 2 p.m. Saturday morning, the day will start out sunny, and then it will get cloudy with some more scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sunday looks like the winner of the weekend, mostly sunny with a high of 81.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember.
Sounds like a very young Frank Sinatra.
In September. Yeah.
Good morning, welcome to the Library Show. Starring Frank Sinatra, Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices on beautiful Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. I noticed there's a girl spinning a hula hoop in the courtyard across the street, Jennifer, and she hasn't moved in a while. You'll have to explain to me what that's all about
all
in a
right,
minute.
We'll talk about that.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County.
The
It's National Library Card Month. We'll tell you how to save money with your HCL Library Card. Entries are being accepted and actually pouring in, Jennifer, for the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show. We'll give you all the details. We are pleased to be hosting the Manhattan Short Film Festival. You're not going to want to miss it. Two roads diverged in a wood. And Jennifer took the one that most everyone else did.
That's unlikely.
A plethora of fall programs for kids and adults, and much more to tell you on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So what poem did I quote there?
It was Robert Frost. Is it true?
Road not taken? Or is it the stopping in the woods on a snowy evening? Is it Robert Frost? Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You think a librarian would know that right off the bat?
No, it's Robert Frost. And Robert Frost attended the Huntington County... meeting of the Huntington County Friends.
I know, that's amazing. If you want to visit Robert Frost's home, Jennifer, you'd have to go up to North Bennington, Vermont. Actually, Shaftesbury is the name of the town. Right off of Old Route 7. You can tour his home and see his copy. It's where he wrote, Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening.
There are two sections.
We'll read that poem on the air when the weather is appropriate, maybe.
They're both by beautiful Robert poem. Frost, and there's two separate ones.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is the library show. Literature right off the bat is what we want to do. When you say you want to do something, Jennifer, how do you spell that?
I think W-O-N-T.
Really? Strange word.
But you know I'm not a good speller.
All you got to do is show up at that business, the participating businesses. I'll read a list to you of where you can go to save money. And they have predetermined discounts. Where you can save money for your Christmas shopping.
Have you used it yet?
Or Hanukkah shopping. Yes, I used it last night at Lone Eagle Brewery.
Again?
Yes. So the aforementioned Lone Eagle Brewery gives you $1 off a pint, a flight, or a growler, Jennifer. That's
nice.
A very good deal if you show your library card during the month of September. You can also go to such businesses as Basil Bandwagon Natural Market, Grateful Bites, Jersey's Mike Subs, Italian Bakery and Cafe, The Mixing Bowl, and Pambies all offer discounts, as does Be Here Now Yoga, Gymnastics Unlimited. The Huntington County YMCA will give you a free week for the entire family. No limitations, Jennifer. So that's a good way to kind of test drive the old Y and see if you want to get a family membership.
Yes, and the Y has also donated a gift basket to the Friends of the Library Tricky Tray.
Very nice. USA Karate and Fitness, Red Mill Museum Village. You get $2 off your regular admission. Great Clips, Jersey Community Acupuncture, Leo Family Dental, Bluefish Clothing, J. Jill, the Shops of Flemington. Enjoy yourself, that neat little gift shop between Bluefish and Lone Eagle on Stangle Road. Crown Trophy of Flemington, our friend Jim Gano has done it every year. You get 10% off your trophy and sign orders. Darrow Sporting Edge, Chris Gackis and Sneakers Plus will give you 20% off your entire purchase. Act 2 Books, Beyond a Bijou. Bijou? Bijou. How do you pronounce
Bijou,
that, Jennifer?
I think.
Are you paying attention over there?
No, Bijou, I think so.
Okay. The Book Garden, Comic Fusion, Ink Junction. Need a tattoo? We'll save you some money. Fish and Pets Plus, Higgins News Agency, The Spinnery, Stowaway Self-Storage, Toys Told Tales, and Vintage Shop, which is located in Clinton. So all those businesses through the month of September. If you want a list of the businesses so you can put it in your car, so when you're traveling around and wondering if this particular business saves money, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the brochure that I just read from right online. You can print that out, or you can just stop by one of the county libraries and right in the lobby will be a brochure that you can pick up and take along with you. So September 1st through 30th, save money with your Huntington County Library card.
Very nice. Do you want to know about the statue in the library garden?
Yes.
Young lady hula hooping?
Yes, what's that all about, Jennifer? Why is there a little girl hula hooping in the Flemington Free Public Library garden?
The Flemington Community Partnership has some J. Seward Johnson sculptures on loan, and they are scattered throughout town.
How many are there?
I believe there are five. At the Flemington Public Library, there is one entitled Attic Trophy, although it looks more like a little girl hula hooping.
Attic Trophy? I get it, because the hula hoop was probably stored away in your attic. She found it. And no?
It's in the garage or the basement. It's on the attic.
Attic. Attic is where you put things away for a long time. I'm just guessing, by the way.
But Christ Jeweler has holding out. It's a woman with a bag of groceries. Barclay, in front of Barclay's Gourmet Marketplace. There's one called Yuck, Go Fetch. It's a man pointing with a dog, kind of squatting down, telling the dog to...
Yuck?
That's what it says. In front of Unity Bank.
That's the dog's name?
There's one that says Frequent Flyers. And I believe that's one of the two gentlemen talking to each other. And on Stengel Road, there is one Weekend Painter.
Cool.
So stop by and see those.
Is it just me, Jennifer, or is Stengel kind of road becoming kind of the new Main Street?
It's becoming a big thoroughfare.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that kind of interesting? Maybe that'll get our Main Street to snap into action. I don't know. My vocabulary.
No, wait, we're just complimenting the Flemington today. Community Partnership, and then you go and diss.
No, I'm not. I love our Main Street, and I guess this isn't the forum.
Really not. But you know what? It is
the library show.
It is the forum for our first commercial break. So will we come back with Today in History?
We will.
Okay.
Have we not?
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology.
Going back to the library show. Jennifer Woodbear and Jim Thatch talking to you. It's time for Today in History. It's time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on the date. The date is September 14th. I'll also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on September 14th. See if she knows who they are just by hearing their name. Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to September 14th, 1814.
Okay.
The poem Defense of Fort McHenry was written on this date. Later became known as what?
Fort McHenry.
the defense of Fort McHenry.
I don't know.
Not a very patriotic girl, are you, Jennifer? The poem was later used as lyrics for the Star-Spangled Banner.
But you said, what is it known? The question was, what is it called now?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Fort McHenry is now called the Star-Spangled Banner?
No, the poem, Defense of Fort
McHenry. Oh, the poem. I didn't hear you say... Oh, I thought you were asking me what Defense of...
Well, maybe if you weren't looking on Facebook, you might have heard the whole question.
No, I misunderstood.
Let's go to 1901, Jennifer. Who dies after an assassination attempt on September 6th and is succeeded by Vice President Theodore Roosevelt? What U.S. president am I looking for? 1901, September 14th.
McKinley.
Very good. You heard that question. Okay, Jennifer, 1959 is September 14th. Let me see how to phrase this in a form of a question.
I'm actually looking to see if we have another born today in history.
The Soviet probe Luna 2 does something eventful on this date in September 14th, Jennifer, 1959. What did it do? The Soviet probe Luna 2, 1959.
Lands on Mars.
Incorrect. Luna 2, 1959, Jennifer. That would have been pretty advanced.
Well, I was giving them a lot of credit.
You were. Well, that's good. It crashed into the moon, Jennifer.
Oh,
the significance being it was the first man-made object to reach the moon.
Wow.
1959. Jennifer already had it at Mars. 1994, Jennifer. What is canceled? Because of a strike. Very vague. I apologize. What sport, Major League...
Oh, the World Series.
Well, the Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, the Major League Baseball.
The season was canceled in 1994 because of a strike. Probably something that had to do with the Mets.
Probably so.
How are the Mets doing, by the way? How are our Amazons?
Yeah, they're amazing.
No, not good?
They're all right.
Are they all right? You have no
nothing
idea. You're not following them.
No, they lost.
Your mom's probably disappointed.
My mother's always disappointed. They lost spectacularly the other day.
Well, so, that's good.
Yeah.
They rebuilding?
No.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1914, people that were born on September 14th, let's go back to 1914 and Clayton Moore.
He is also known as... he wrote The Night Before Christmas.
That's Clement Seymour, Jennifer.
Nope, then I don't know.
Very interesting. I was wondering where you were going with that. Clayton Moore was best known as playing the Lone Ranger on TV. 1936. If you're not going to get Clayton Moore, you're not getting this one. Walter Koenig. Actor.
He was an actor.
Specific role that he played.
And it's K-O-N-I-G.
K-O-E-N-I-G.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know that. I'll give you the TV show, you guess which character. The original Star Trek series.
Oh.
No. He played Chekhov, the Russian navigator or whatever his role was. Chekhov. You're not going to get this one either. You will get the one after this, I promise you. 1954, Jennifer Barry Cowsill was born.
Nope.
2005, Jennifer. He was a keyboard player, singer, songwriter, and producer with the band The Cowsills, who the Partridge Family was modeled after. He died in Hurricane Katrina, unfortunately.
Hmm.
Barry Cowsill. And born in 1995, September 14th, Carolina Elizabeth Thatch.
That would be your daughter.
Yes. You know anything else about her?
She's a graduate of Kutztown University. She's a volleyball player. Very tall. She's
very good.
Resident artist in residence.
And I think that what I'm looking for is impeccably bred. I would have marked the answer correct.
In spite of your wife.
Don't snicker at me. My wife had halfway to do with that. Yes, it's Kara's birthday today. She's out in Kutztown celebrating.
Happy birthday, Kara.
Yes. So, 22 years old, Jennifer. She's as old as the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, almost exactly.
Wow. How about that? I thought I had that with me.
If you ever want to know how old the current friends group is, Let's look to Carolina Thatch.
Well, that's good.
Okay, people who have died on Carolina Thatch's birthday, September 14th. She would have loved to know this fact. Aaron Burr.
He was killed in the duel with Andrew Jackson in Hoboken. Oh, no, Weehawken.
All right, the only part you got right in that whole thing was Weehawken.
Weehawken. He was killed in the duel, or he killed the guy.
What did me and Kara just go see?
Hamilton. Oh, yeah, how's that going?
Aaron Burr killed Alexander Hamilton in that duel. Aaron Burr was a, one of our founding fathers.
Yes,
he was the vice president under Thomas Jefferson.
Yes.
Back in the days when, how did they pick vice president?
Whoever got
it actually got changed because Jefferson did not want Aaron Burr as his vice president.
Was it whoever was the runner-up?
Whoever came in second in the presidential election was automatically vice president. Until Jefferson changed it because he disliked Aaron Burr. Partly for killing Alexander Hamilton, and I'm sure for other reasons. Never saw you doodle before.
You know I'm having a tough day.
I'll try to make it better for you, Jennifer.
Thanks.
This will make it better because I know you know who this gentleman is. Died in 1851, James Fenimore Cooper.
He wrote Deerslayer, Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mohicans is correct. Great movie, DVD alert, Daniel Day-Lewis. As Hawkeye, I think his name is, right? Mm-hmm.
That's who the character in MASH was named after.
Awesome. 1982, it always comes back to MASH with Jennifer. Grace Kelly died, unfortunately.
She was she's from Monaco. My father used to wrap her Christmas presents at Mark Spence in Manhattan. And she got a new pocketbook every year.
Your father did?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting story. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you name one movie she was in?
Mm-mm. No.
Hitchcock. Rear Window.
Hmm.
With Jimmy Stewart.
I'm not really trying today.
She was also in High Society with Bing Crosby, which is a remake of what movie? A musical remake of what movie?
Oh. Any other day I would know this.
You would. Philadelphia Story.
Yes.
Bing Crosby. And actually, I just know this because the song in that thing, True Love, the song from that written by, I think, Irving Berlin, was my parents' wedding song back in 1959 or something.
Hmm.
On the state in 1988. And the great Patrick Swayze, unfortunately, died on the state in 2009.
He was an actor. He was in... Ghost. He was in You Want Dirty Dancing.
Here's my Dirty Dancing trivia question for you. What is the name of the resort they went to for that summer?
Don't know.
Did the Housemans go to?
Don't know.
That fateful summer?
Don't know.
Kellerman's? No? Dirty Dancing, they've been playing marathons, like 24-hour marathons. Why?
Isn't it an anniversary?
Maybe. It must be. I don't know. It's a good movie. Entertaining movie, right?
I like Jerry Orbach.
Patrick Swayze was also in Red Dawn. The Outsiders. Did you say The Outsiders?
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it. I've seen it.
Okay. And what was the other? Oh, Ghost, you said.
Ghost. He was in a lot of movies.
Yes. And I forget how he died.
Pancreatic cancer.
Oh. Sorry to hear that. Okay, that's it for today in history, Jennifer.
Well, I don't have another born today. We're waiting for my cousin to have a baby.
We're waiting for my son to have a baby, too. I was hoping it's actually overdue.
So is Stephanie's. She was due Monday.
I bet you they're born on the same day. I'll bet you anything.
Really?
I was hoping it would have been born today. It's a boy. He would have been born today.
Well, she's
on Kara's birthday.
That would be neat.
But I don't know if it's going to happen. It was supposed to be like a week ago now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they have a name picked out?
They're down to like 3 or 4. I don't know. That could change, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'll wait for a little bundle of joy to arrive, and then we'll...
Are you going down to North Carolina when it...
Eventually, not right away. I think, it sounds like a good idea, but I think the new parents like to have a little space.
How are you going to hold your wife back?
She realizes that. But the thing is, my wife was a maternity nurse, so
I know.
They need her. She's down there in a heartbeat.
Right.
But she's not going to rush down there. So, that's the baby talk portion of our
That's pretty
program.
Funny because my My cousin's mother's a nurse, too. She's not a maternity nurse, but she's a nurse.
A lot of similarities. This is like the Lincoln-Kennedy thing.
How old's your son?
26.
She's 31.
Oh.
Hmm.
There's where the similarities end.
That's it. Well, I'm sure that's not where the similarities end.
So actually, Jennifer, we're on trivia. We had trivia at Lone Eagle last night. I brought a round for you.
Oh, thank you.
This maybe get your funk, but maybe not because people did not do well on this round, Jennifer. But
well,
I thought that you might.
If I do well, then it'll get me out of my funk.
Okay. The theme of the round is I put a spell on you, Jennifer. I'm going to ask you 10 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I need to know the correct answer.
Oh, didn't you hear me earlier? Go back to the archives. I said I can't. I'm not a good speller.
I need you to spell it correctly.
Oh, Jim. Uh-oh.
I think the best someone did in this was 6 out of 10.
Okay.
So see how you do, Jennifer. Who is the supreme leader of North Korea? You know the guy that's threatening to...
I know, and I know the old one. It's Kim Il-jong, and I could spell his name.
Okay. Kim is right.
K-I-M.
Yes.
Kim Jong... I don't know. It begins with an A.
It's Kim Jong-un, J-O-N-G-U-N.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, Phil the Groundhog lives in what Pennsylvania town?
Puxatawney. P-U-X. S-A-T. Stop me whenever I...
You already made two mistakes.
All right, go ahead.
P-U-N. X-S. Good for the S, because most people left that S out. U-T-A-W-N-E-Y.
Well, except for the N and the U, I got it.
Yep. Most people missed it by not knowing that S is in there. Okay, Jennifer, give me the last word of this famous Donald Trump tweet. Despite the constant negative press, blank, Donald Trump gave us a new word for our English vocabulary with this tweet.
I have no idea.
Kafifi. Remember that? Where he... put a nonsense word and nobody knew what he was talking about?
Nobody ever... Never mind.
Covfefe. C-O-V-F-E-F-E.
Nope.
This Saturday Night Live alumni, Jennifer, was in Ghostbusters. Also played Elwood Blues in The Blues Brothers. Was in Driving Miss Daisy.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd is correct.
A-C-K-R-O-Y-D.
Incorrect. A-Y-K-R-O-Y-D.
Really?
Yes.
The author is spelled the other way.
The Queen City on the Ohio River, Jennifer. The Major League Baseball team plays their home games at the Great American Ballpark, and their NFL team, the Bengals, play at Paul Brown Stadium. What city am I looking
for? Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is correct.
I think I can do this one. C-I-N-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-T-I.
Incorrect.
Only one N the second time.
Only one N the first time.
I have it written down backwards. I threw the second one in.
See, these were tough.
They are.
I only know Cincinnati because my brother lives in Cincinnati. I probably would have only gotten 5 of these right.
You're just trying to make me feel better.
No, I'm serious. That's why I have to think. Okay, Jennifer, this word is the most common synonym for graveyard.
Cemetery. Ask me to spell monastery.
Cemetery.
C-E-M-E-N-T.
No, cemetery.
C-E-M. Oh. E-T. A-R-Y. E-R-Y.
E-R-Y.
How do I have it written down? I have it written down, E-R-Y.
You do. Okay, Jennifer, who won an Academy Award for Best Actor in 2014 for portraying Ron Woodruff in Dallas Buyers Club? You ever seen Dallas Buyers Club? He was also in Time to Kill. He was also in... I was looking for Matthew McConaughey.
Keep looking.
You want to take a shot at McConaughey?
Ooh, there's a G-H in it.
There is a G-H in it.
M-C-C-O-N.
Correct.
N-E-G-H-E-Y. I don't know.
A-U-G-H-E-Y.
A-U.
This city has the largest population in New Mexico and is also the home of the University of New Mexico.
It's Albuquerque.
That is correct. Now you're seeing the trouble people had last night.
A-L-B.
Mm-hmm.
A-Q-U. E-Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E.
Sorry. A-L-B-U.
Q-U-E-R-Q-U-E. I got it, except for that.
Except for that A-U thing.
A-U-E-U.
A ruler or monarch of ancient Egypt is known by what title?
A specific one?
No, not specific. General title for a ruler or a monarch of ancient Egypt. Buried in tombs. Think of the Ten Commandments. The movie. We're looking for the word pharaoh, Jennifer.
Oh, I could probably... Well, no, maybe not.
Pharaoh.
P-H-A-R-R-O-A-H.
Say that again.
P-H-A-R-R-O-A-H.
I'm sorry. P-H-A-R-A-O-H. And the interesting story is the Triple Crown winner a couple of years ago was American Pharaoh. And the owner spelt Pharaoh wrong on the application to name the horse, and he had to leave it that way.
On, you know, the Millennium Hotel that used to be next to World Trade, the old World Trade Center? Mm-hmm. That was spelled incorrectly.
Oh. That's funny. Okay, last one. I think you get this one because you're going to need one of these. Jenna and Frozen are two variations of what alcoholic beverage?
Daiquiri.
Correct.
D-A-Q-U-E-R-I.
You aren't a good speller, Jennifer.
I told you I was not a good
speller. D-A-I. People miss that first I. Q-U-I-R-I. Three I's in Daiquiri.
How about that?
So I know.
That's what you brought?
That's all I brought. Sorry. The other one was about sports. I didn't think you'd like it.
I didn't like the spelling very much.
There was one where I had pictures I should have brought you. It's not good for radio. No. Pictures of 20 different doctors, like famous TV, movie, real doctors, and you had to name the doctor. Like, who's the doctor from The Love Boat? No?
It's just Doc.
Yeah, that's what people wrote, just Doc. No, it's Adam Bricker.
Adam Bricker.
Yes. You got to give me his name. That's funny. Five teams wrote Doc, thinking that was, I'm going to give him, just calling him Doc. Come on now. We're better than that. But there was a lot of other ones, like real ones like Freud and Kevorkian, and then fictional ones like Doctor, well, who's the doctor that used to visit on Bewitched?
Oh, Dr. Bombay.
Yeah, so that was one. Actually, a lot of people didn't get that one. You would have gotten that one. And I can't remember, but it just wouldn't have translated on radio, Jennifer. That's why we couldn't do it.
No.
So, Lone Eagle Trivia every Wednesday night, or the next two Wednesday nights. Actually, we had a concert at the Hunterdon County Library last night. The City Winds Trio played the Ragtime concert. I talked to Meredith afterwards. She said it went very well.
Okay.
Actually, over... We had X amount of sign-ups, and we had more people come that signed up.
We've been getting a lot of that lately.
Yeah. So, that's always acceptable. We don't like to turn people away. But the Sid Winds Trio has performed with us many times. It's a bassoon, oboe, flute trio, and they played ragtime music. And very popular. We have another concert coming up. Our next concert, Jennifer, is coming up a week from, or 2 weeks.
No, last week. A week from last night.
Oh, is it next Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, September 20th, our next concert. We've got to start going back to that now that summer's gone, where we gave up the what's coming up this week.
Yes.
We'll start that again next week.
Well, actually, can we start it this week? Because there's a program coming up Tuesday night that's really interesting.
Well, why don't we do it right now,
but
Jennifer?
It's really...
There's no time like the present.
We'll sign up.
The problem is, I don't... Oh, I do have it in front of me.
Oh, I do. You didn't bring it? You came unprepared?
I have the scoop, the ACL newsletter.
Okay.
That'll do it. No, that won't do it.
No, it will. Tuesday night is Nightlife with Michael Norris. Michael Norris is a PhD, and he gives lectures... He's an armchair art lecturer. His specialty is medieval and classic art, and he's going to be talking about medieval knights.
Really, a term, armchair art lecturer?
Maybe he coined it. He spent 20 years at the Cloisters Museum, which is a part of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and he's going to talk about knights, medieval knights, how they practiced for war and enjoyed the pleasures of peace through. The masterpieces at the Morgan Library and Museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and the Cloisters. Have you ever been to the Morgan?
No.
You should go.
It's in Manhattan?
Yeah, it's on 30. It's on Madison Avenue in like 30.
Named after J.P. Morgan?
It is. It's his house and his library.
Oh, neat.
It's a lot of books.
Kara's probably been there.
They had the Babar cult. They own the Babar, original Babar artwork. The elephant.
I'm sure that's why you put it on your radar screen.
It is. You don't know about that?
No.
You helped me frame the poster from the exhibit.
No, I know that, but I don't know anything about Babar artwork.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's very expensive.
I mentioned that next Wednesday is our next musical concert. The Linda Kay, country music and guitarist Linda Kay, will be performing at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. She visits us every year. Jennifer's favorite song that she performs is what again? You always mention some song. You're happy she plays it. Something Shoeshine Boy or something?
Oh, yeah, the Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy.
Okay. So very popular, Linda Kay. So if you like country music, I highly recommend that concert. All of our concerts at Jennifer and I, and lectures, by the way, are free and open to the public.
And Linda Kay has a business on Main Street.
And Linda Kay has the Candy Corral that's down by Christ Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
On Main Street, so be sure to stop by.
When you're going to see the woman with the packages in the arm.
Yes. She's coming out of the Candy Corral with lots of candy, Jennifer. I think I've been in there one time.
Have you?
I don't think if she was in there or not, I would have recognized her. I don't know. Does she have other workers? I guess she does.
She works at IHOP, too, yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, were other workers Candy Corral?
No, I don't know.
Is she there 24/7? When
she's pretty much. She's a WDVR alumni, and on Thursday night at the North County Branch Library, there's going to be another WDVR alumni. Jack McDade performs past to present, and he will be playing with, singing with, it's a picture of Rick Charwin, but it says Jamie and Nancy DeJesus.
They like special guests. They do like a one song, but it is pianist Rick Charwin always accompanies Jack.
Is Melissa going to play also?
I don't believe so.
Sing.
We have a movie tonight at the Hunterdon County Library. If you've not seen the movie Loving, about the landmark Supreme Court decision about interracial marriage, Jennifer, down in Virginia back in the, I guess it was the 50s or the 40s. We're showing that film tonight at 6 p.m. at the Film Series. We'll be showing it. We actually showed it last Friday and Saturday at the North County Branch Library. But this... And then, also tonight at the North County Branch Library, Jennifer, if you have seen Loving or you just don't have an interest in seeing it, that's okay. But you need to learn about your dog's behavior. We have another option for you. Understanding your dog's behavior. I don't have the flyer with me, so I can't remember the behaviorist's name. But we're sure.
I have it. It's
okay, tell us about it, Jennifer.
It's the same one she always has. Molly Sumridge will debunk the myth surrounding canine domestication behavior. Oh, not domestication, behavior, and human-animal relationships. You will leave knowing why your dog behaves the way he does and solutions for common behavioral problems. Molly will take questions from the audience to address problem behaviors they may be struggling with. And as always, Molly will bring one of her dogs to assist her. That's tomorrow night. No, tonight.
It is tonight, Jennifer. I did say that. I covered that.
I lost track of the day of the week. Oddly enough, because we only do this on Thursdays.
Okay, so that's the programs we have all week. We have a lot of programs coming up in September and October. If you want to see the whole slate, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, and all the flyers for all the programs for the next month will be at your fingertips. And then you can mix and match which ones you want to come see. We've got a lot of great ones coming up. A couple nice concerts at ACL in October. Due South, the country band, new country music. And we have the very popular Rave On, the music of Roy Orbison, Buddy Holly, and other 50s and 60s greats. Let me just knock off another things that we have coming up in September and October. The Manhattan Short Film Festival. We'll actually talk about this in length shortly.
I was going to mention the Garden Club, the Monarch Butterfly.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
The North County Garden Club is going to have John Damaris, a master gardener speaker, on Tuesday, September 26th, and he's going to talk about the butterfly miracle. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the picture I took of the caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
I now have dozens of cocoons hanging on the shingles of my, not shingles, the siding of my house. So I'm going to have loads of butterflies.
Cool.
I think it's pretty exciting.
Do you have to protect them? Do predators eat cocoons?
Nobody has done anything. I was really concerned about the leaf blower knocking them off, but they're still hanging on.
Nature is strong, Jennifer.
It is. So I might go to this to see when they... I hope they hatch by then. I don't know how long it takes.
And before our last commercial break, just let me just mention, we haven't discussed Fred Miller yet, our resident pianist, singer-narrator, who's been performing with us for well over 20 years. He will be back with his popular afternoon concert series beginning in October, specifically October 26th at the Hunter County Library. He'll be singing about songs about New York City, Jennifer. I think one that you'd probably like.
Which one? Oh, you mean the whole thing.
Yeah, Jennifer. Fred will be singing about his program titled New York, New York. The program will be repeated at the North County Branch Library on October 25th. All Fred's shows are at 2 p.m. and all free and open to the public. And we'd like to thank the Cultural and Heritage Commission to help us provide funds to get these great artists at the library. We receive a grant from them every year, and it helps greatly. We also want to thank the Friends of the Hunter County Library for partially funding all of our speakers and musicians at the Hunter County Library and the North County Branch Library. Jennifer, do we have any, are we planning on having any programs at the South County Branch Library this fall?
I think they're just going to plan some STEM activities with Brenda.
Very good. Okay, we have one more commercial break for you. Jennifer's completely forgotten about it.
I have not. I was waiting for you to stop talking. It's only 11:45 now. So we will be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in 8 short minutes to take care of business. That's not the one I have them circled on.
Oh, well then how am I supposed to know?
We're talking about the Jim Thatch bookmark for September, which is a very elaborate drawing, an intricate drawing.
I probably can guess the two that you have not found.
Okay, circle
the barcode in my name tag.
Oh, wow, now I see it. As soon as you said it, I can see it.
Okay.
I did not find
and
that.
And the other one, it would be in my name.
Oh, my goodness. Well done.
Was that the two?
Yeah.
There you go.
Those are the two. Very well done, Jim.
It's the 30th anniversary of the HCL bookmarks, a Hunterdon County tradition, Jennifer, that most people maybe don't know about. Maybe, well, 1,000 people do because we give out about 1,000 every month.
We've had people who are going to move, and they want us to send them bookmarks.
Then forward it to them.
Yes. But I try to put them on the Facebook page each month.
Yes, you
do. Like the first of the month. So
Jennifer's very good at posting topical things that are happening at the Hunterdon County Library on our Facebook page. Have you not already friended us? Is that how you say it? On Facebook? Please
I think
do
you
so.
Like us because we're
oh, yeah.
a thing.
Either like our page or however
whatever
you do
you
it.
To
get
do.
Us on so you can get all the updates from the Hunterdon County Library. You'd be glad you did. A lot of interesting things happening. That's why we have a radio show.
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, here's an interesting thing that's happening. We're the Hunterdon County Photography Show, 25 years going strong, the amateur photography show that we have every October. We're accepting entries now. The entry deadline is Friday, September 29th. We only accept the first 100 photographers, and we're about a little over a third of the way there. So
that's good.
I suggest if you are a photographer or just... You know, everyone's a photographer, Jennifer. If you got a picture you've taken recently that you think is good, just print it out. Get a little simple frame or mat on
All
it.
All right, now tell me about printing it out. How do you print something out?
Like I would go to Walmart or wherever. Or not Walmart, to one of the drugstores. They have these little photo kiosks where mm-hmm. you can put your thing in and like hook up either your tablet or your thing, and then you can pick the picture, and then they print it out on nice paper for you.
Really?
Yes.
You just put like a dollar in or something?
I don't think it's
expensive. I mean, like you just put your money in?
I forget. I don't know how much it costs. Lori does it. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah.
I don't really. I mean, I can print things on my computer, but I don't have good paper, and it wouldn't come out as good as if you did it at a...
So you just go to one of these kiosks.
Go to Walgreens on the corner of Route 31 and Church
they have one?
Street. Yes. That's my suggestion to you.
Okay.
I'm sure they're a member of the Chamber of Commerce. So the photo show, it's open to students and adults. Any category, any subject matter is accepted, Jennifer, except obviously nudes and things like that because we're a family library, Jennifer. We have little kids coming through. We can't have any questionable things. But any PG-rated photos are accepted. We always get some red mills and wildlife are very popular, Hunterdon County scenes, florals. Abstracts. So it's a very popular show. It's judged by a very popular person, Jennifer, Walter Horoszewski, known for all those New Jersey and photograph coffee table books that you've seen in bookstores and around waiting rooms of doctor's offices and things like that. That's Walter Horoszewski. He's our judge. Not only our judge, but we have an awards ceremony. Did I mention there's cash prizes, Jennifer? I should have said that right off the bat.
I think you should have, Jen.
Cash prizes for first place in every category, as well as a cash prize for the Public's Choice Award, voted on by our library patrons and staff. But then we have an award ceremony where we give out all this money
and all the ribbons. It would be Wednesday, October 11th at 6:30 p.m. And then immediately after at 7 p.m., Walter will put on a program discussing famous photographs and the stories behind them. It sounds like a very interesting program. So you can come to the award ceremony. We always have refreshments at the award ceremony, see who won, and then stay for Walter's program. It's a fun night at the Hunton County Library. So circle it on your calendar, October 11th, or if you're on your computer, which you have to be if you're listening to us, go to your computer calendar and write the little note on October 11th, and I'm going to the Hunton County Library at about 6:15.
Do you use your calendar on your phone?
No. I do not, Jennifer. I'm an old-fashioned, simple thing. I still bank. I still write checks. I know stuff like
that.
So
do I.
I do not have an ATM card.
How do you get cash?
I write a check.
Do you really write a check? And they don't, like, give you a hard time?
No.
What bank do you bank at?
Bank of America.
Really? They gave me such a hard time every
time.
For
writing a check?
For cash.
For your own money?
Yeah.
I do it all the time. They haven't said boo once.
Really?
What do you do? Go through the drive-in? What did they say to you?
No, they're like, oh, you really should get an ATM.
Oh, no. Well, they want you to. And they've asked me, a couple times have asked me that, but I just said I don't want one.
Oh.
I used to have one. I find, like, it's too easy to get money.
Well, that's the only, I will only use it inside the bank at the teller stage. Like, I go into the teller with my ATM.
I always found like I'm always getting money here, there. That I got it all the time, and I felt like I spent more money. I have no discipline.
No, I don't. I won't use it at an ATM. Do you remember somebody said Mac machine the other morning on the radio?
I know that. That's the last time I had an ATM card was when it was a Mac machine. I had a Mac card. That was the last time.
How funny.
So I know I should get one. I'm more disciplined than that. I'm just lazy. It really, for me, Jennifer, all this stuff, it comes down to laziness.
I still remember the toothpaste story.
It all comes down to laziness.
In the archives.
Yeah.
So the other thing we're getting ready for, as soon as President Christopher Phelan gets us the new chamber logo, and even if he doesn't, they're going out, is we're getting ready for the gingerbread competition, co-sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Make your best gingerbread creation, either a gingerbread storyland or a Hunterdon County scene. Bring it to the library on December 2nd or December 3rd. And then we will display it at the library from December 5th through the 31st. There will be, again, prizes awarded. Prizes to be determined by aforementioned President Christopher Phelan. We have six categories. Kids only, up to 12 years old. Students, age 13 to 18. An individual adult, a family, group, or professional. And these will be on our website shortly?
Yes. By early next week, I think we'll start throwing
early
these out.
Week. Okay. And there's a recipe on here for construction-grade gingerbread and some royal icing and an entry form so we know how many people to plan for. And
so all the information will be on this, and it'll be on our webpage probably Monday or Tuesday, and then available at any of the county libraries just to pick up an entry form. And fill it out, and then start thinking now about what you want to do. We've had so many brilliant things come through.
And remember,
clever,
it's fun.
And creative,
it's
yes,
fun.
And it's a fun thing.
It's meant to be fun.
Have fun with it. It's a great family project.
If there's tears, it's not fun.
Yes, Jennifer and I actually tried to do it once, and we failed miserably, but we have still had fun.
We did.
We still talk to each other.
I think neither of us are patient enough for...
No, I was too ambitious. Let's put it that way.
You think?
It was my fault, Jim.
It was my fault. I'm not patient enough. Well, we thank you for being patient with us today. Jim Gano's standing out in the hallway. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After two recent trips down south to get a look at Hurricane Harvey damage, today the first couple is heading to Florida after Hurricane Irma. Here's more from correspondent Joe Gomez.
President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting the southwestern part of Florida, which experienced the brunt of Hurricane Irma. The group will head from Fort Myers to Naples, Florida, where the president is expected to meet with people directly impacted by the hurricane and also meet with members of the Coast Guard, FEMA, and other first responders.
After Democratic congressional leaders meet with Trump yesterday and declare last night that an agreement was reached to preserve the DACA program, the president says there is not yet any such deal.
I think we're fairly close, but we have to get massive border security.
That was the president as he was leaving the White House for Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Captera.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Captera is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Captera.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Captera is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Captera.com today and join the millions of people who use Captera every month. That's Captera, CAPTERRA.com. Captera.com.
After a post-Hurricane Irma tragedy at one nursing home in Florida, they're taking steps to avoid a repeat. Here's more from Bill Zimfer.
Two Florida nursing homes without power are now being evacuated after eight nursing home residents died in sweltering heat in Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood Mayor Josh Levy says that was entirely preventable.
I understand it was human failure. Human failure on the part of the medical staff supervising these folks to not sound the alarm much more broadly, much more loudly, way earlier.
Governor Rick Scott has ordered first responders to immediately check in with health care facilities in their area.
Several Marines are in critical condition after a training exercise near San Diego yesterday. More than a dozen Marines were on an amphibious assault vehicle when it crashed and then went up in flames at Camp Pendleton. Officials now say the crash has left six Marines in critical condition. Nine others are also badly hurt. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The nation's weekly jobless claims are down as Labor Department figures just out show 284,000 Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, 14,000 fewer than the previous week's total, when experts had been forecasting a jump to 302,000 new claims for unemployment benefits last week. They were expecting that increase because of Hurricane Harvey. The latest figures do continue a now two-and-a-half-year string of weekly jobless claim numbers below 300,000. A U.S. Senate Democrat wants Apple to outline the privacy measures it has in place for its latest iPhone. The new iPhone X can recognize its owner's face And Minnesota Democratic Senator Al Franken says he's worried the company could share that biometric data with other businesses or law enforcement. Franken sending a letter to the company this week outlining his concerns. Apple says the face data will be kept on individual iPhones, not sent to a data cloud, but Franken still says he wants to know how the tech giant would handle requests for that kind of data from phones. And the Cleveland Indians have the longest winning streak in American League history now after they beat the Tigers 5-3 yesterday to win their 21st game straight, breaking the AL record set by Oakland back in 2002. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building